whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we're just happy to be here with you guys.
We are.
Just real quick, I want to get out of the way how you can contact us, Jessica.
Do it.
You can contact us via Instagram and or Facebook at the Rants and Raves podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. We have a contact button there, or you can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Now, Jessica,
yes.
Why would people want to get in touch with us?
To let us know things that they love and or can't stand.
Exactly. We want to hear things that aggravate you. We're going to rant it out.
Yep.
And then we want to hear things that are amazing. We're going to rave about it.
Exactly.
We forgot to do a cleansing breath in one of our recent episodes, so I'm going to make sure that we do it today. Jessica, how was your week?
It was great. Thank you.
Yeah? You had fun?
I had a lot of fun, and I was overwhelmed by a package that you handed me that was delivered to you. From a listener.
Yes, we got a package from a listener.
And I have never been so overwhelmed with someone's generosity. You guys have heard me complain about my hair ad nauseum, and the verdict was out that most of you said Diva Curl.
Yeah, almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went on a search for it, couldn't find it, and then Dana sent me a video in Ulta, she found it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a listener sent me a literally salon size mm-hmm. package of, I think, everything that Diva Curl makes.
I think it was their entire line.
I was totally stupefied and shocked. Mm-hmm. I am going to take my first trial with it tonight because I was out of town and did not have the capability to schlep it with me.
Yeah.
But I was so overwhelmed, and I just want to read a quick little message exchange that we had with this person.
By the way, such a huge supporter, such a lovely, lovely man. When I was doing another show for the internet called mm-hmm. I'm Still a Person, he drove all the way out from the Midwest just yep. to see it. He travels a lot anyway, so it's not like he was obsessed with me and wanted to come. But he's just always been that supportive.
No, but that was a friend. Like, I'm not saying this to make you feel weird. He went out of his way to do that, and I think that's fantastic.
It made me feel so special and happy, and I think he had a good time. He met you?
Well, we had a blast, and I had no idea that I had met this individual at the taping of mm-hmm. Dana's show.
Because you also came and supported
me. Yes.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome. It was amazing. First of all, we laughed our butts off all day, but I sat down next to I think you even said, you know, my friend's here and he doesn't really, and I didn't know anybody there. We sat down and did not come up for air. Every time there was a break in between the taping, he and I did not stop talking. He was such a lovely human to connect with.
Yeah, his name's Adam. We can say that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Adam. Yeah. And I even told Dana, I'm like, God, if he lived here, I'd really want to hang out with him. I'd want to be friends. So it was lovely. You are a doll for sending that. I'm so grateful. And Dana had messaged the two of us to connect us, and I told him how excited I was, and even more so when I found out it was him. And he said, you are so welcome. You have both added so much love and entertainment to my small little world. I'm glad I can be a witness to this great thing you are creating. Jessica, that day at the taping, you were so kind to me and engaged me in conversation. You didn't know me from anyone, and you were so open to me. I will never forget that. Hopefully the box of goodies will help you tame your beast. I love you guys. I mean, Adam, seriously.
Sweet. Also, he really missed out on the opportunity to say, you didn't know me from Adam. Because he is Adam.
That would have been perfect and so true. But I am going to send you guys videos. I'm going to start experiment. I mean, there's products I've never even heard of.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to have to do a tutorial.
Box, we were going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so generous.
I love it.
And I'm going to post a picture of it, and I'm going to tag Adam, because if you are in the Arkansas area, maybe he can help you with your hairy beast.
That doesn't sound right.
With the beast that your hair may be, okay? He can help you too with your hair halo.
Oh, Oh, I love it so much. He's just so kind. And that was such a sweet thing. Our listeners are just the best.
No, you guys are awesome.
I don't know how we got so lucky.
I don't either.
But I really enjoy it.
Not
presents, just the love that we get from people.
No, I love just hearing that somebody laughed.
Yes, because that's all
thought,
we want.
Yes.
We want to make people laugh and feel happy.
Totally.
So moving on into non-happiness. I don't know why I was like, we just like to make people happy. Now I'd like to complain about something.
Yes.
But this is the rant portion. Mm-hmm. And I think you're first today. Your rant is first. So
indeed.
Let's get into it.
My rant for today comes from a listener, and I was with this person recently on a trip, and we experienced it on more than one occasion. And it's when a single person takes up a four top, or sometimes the family size top.
Can't handle it.
Table for 10 for one person for your cafe au lait.
I'll get mad at you if you are two people and you're at a 10 top.
Correct.
Especially, like, I know you were traveling in an area where it's a little more nature-y.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a ton of restaurants. It's not like there's a million
right.
and one restaurants with tons of seating, and
no.
you were with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you do?
Just glared at them, the usual.
Yeah. See,
passive aggressive glaring.
I did. I do that too. I was with my family on a trip recently. Well, I guess in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's not recently. My life is flashing before my eyes so fast. But anyway, that happened where there were a ton of us. There
mm-hmm.
were like eight of us, and these two people were sitting at a tin top picnic table, and there wasn't enough room for us to squeeze in with them.
Right.
And so I was the one standing, you know, 4 feet from them going, are they serious?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the restaurant's gonna make them move? There's eight of us. Like, and my family was so angry at me. They're like, shut up, shut up, shut up.
No.
We'll go somewhere else. They moved restaurants. And I said before we left, I was like, well, I hope the staff knows that they lost 8 customers because those two people wouldn't move.
It's so obnoxious. It happens in coffee shops
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a single, meaning like I'm by myself, I'm going to sit at either a bar counter, and I'm not just
yes.
talking about in a bar. I mean, when there's a counter.
Why are people so opposed to the bar counter?
Most coffee shops have it. You and
yeah.
I have even sat at the
exactly.
bar counter, and we're two of us.
Yes.
When there's been other groups of people. It's so incredibly rude. The one time that I'm not scared, when I'm at an event, or like when we were at the Ren Fair
mm-hmm.
and there's tables, or there's just like one or two people crowded up, I have no problem walking up and saying, is anyone sitting here?
Yeah,
and they say no.
Of
I don't
course.
Even say, can I sit here? I just sit down because we're
of
at a
course.
Communal place.
Yeah, I think that's expected. But in a
yes,
restaurant,
we could not find a seat, and there was people just sitting there with their computer or a book, or they were just gazing
like
at I don't know
go
what.
Go sit with another single person.
Yeah. Yes, or just sit at a two-top or one of the cush upholstered chairs they had in this cafe.
You know what you should have done? You should have pushed a two-top on the other side of them and then crowded all around them and talked over them.
That would have been.
Especially because you were with a bunch of entertainers, so I'm sure your conversation would have been the most annoying to that normal human.
I wish that we did that.
See, I would have tried to instigate
and
that.
And not ask. Just pull it
uh-huh.
up. Pull up the seats and just go.
And just go, there's not a lot of room here, huh? They would have moved. They would have moved. But I would have tried to instigate that, and you would have all said to me, no, Dana, stop it. That's insane.
It's got to be said sometimes.
Thank
and again,
you.
I didn't, and I don't know why. Again, they're not aware. They're not looking around.
No.
But even if no one's in there, you know better.
It's like, don't go to the bathroom in a handicap stall.
Right.
Because sure as the world you do, somebody's going to need it. Whether it's a mommy with 3 kids that's
yep.
constantly saying, don't touch anything, don't touch anything, don't touch anything. Or an actual person who needs to use the unit.
Totally. The place that used to make me the most livid, and it happened every time we went there. You know Cafe 101?
Yes.
So there's this awesome like old school diner that was featured in the movie Swingers years ago. And they have, you know, like regular diner style seating, and they have booths. They have two like big half
round,
moon
yeah.
round booths. They can fit like 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
So you always wanted the booth, right? Every time we would go there, there'd be like a couple of two just canoodling in the booth.
What? No.
And there'd be 8 of us, and it'd be like, well, I guess 2 of us will sit here, 4 will sit here, and the other 2 will sit on the other side of the restaurant
so
by the back door.
I can't
stand
it. I don't know why they let
it.
Them sit in a place like that.
I don't either. Some restaurants will say that, and they're like, I'm sorry, the booths are reserved
for parties.
Of
yeah.
6 or
when
more
I go
or
to
whatever.
Story Tavern, they always let me and my writing partner sit in the corner, but they'll say like, hey, if we have a big top come in, we're like, like, oh my God, of course.
Yes.
But they also will keep signs on their big tables that say reserved
mm-hmm.
so that twosomes don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's different if you're in a place that's half empty and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. You know what bugs me about that? And this happens to me constantly. And I think it's just because the universe is testing me to see if I can mind my manners, which I never can. When you're in a restaurant and it's empty like that, and you're the only two people there, and somebody comes and sits right across from you or right next to you.
Yep.
I am the person that will go, what? Why?
Exactly.
There's 17 empty tables right there.
That really drives my friend nuts. There's a
Thanksgiving-style long-ass table right in front of us.
Yep.
Why would they sit beside us?
Right next to you.
Right next to you. And especially me, like, I'm that jerk because I cannot focus at home. I have my computer out, but I wear earbuds. I'm not bothering anybody, right? Don't come sit next to me because you know what's going to happen? You're going to try and have a good time, which you should. None of my business, but it's going to make me mad.
Yes.
Because you're in my freaking face and I'm going to glare at you.
What about when people do that in a theater or a movie theater?
No, don't sit next to me.
That's not even half sold.
Don't.
And I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, I go to a movie once a year, literally, like out to the theater with my husband once a year to see a movie. And every time we're like, okay, we're like one of four people in here, and those people had to sit right in front of us or right next to us.
Yeah. Is it because you love the middle? Because I don't care.
I don't care either.
Like, I'm a magnet for people.
And also, you can still be in the middle, but one seat over. I can't.
I know.
It's very inconsiderate.
It is inconsiderate. Is it completely being oblivious to anyone but yourself, or is it just rude?
It's both. And also, if you have the luxury of having the room, enjoy the room.
Enjoy it.
I understand you might be at something that's sold out. You're going to be packed in like sardines. That's life.
Yeah,
deal with it. It's a sold out event.
Sure.
When it's a movie theater that has 10 people in a 300 seat theater, get your own row, okay? It's the least you could do.
Or at least don't sit like one seat away from me or right in front of me.
No, it drives me nuts.
I'm the person that'll go, is this a joke? Are they kidding? Are you bantering me? What's happening?
And what do they ever respond?
No, they think I'm insane. And then my friends are like, this is why we don't go out with you.
No, I love it.
I think generally speaking, I'm a pretty nice person.
You are very
but
nice.
But there are some things that tick my boxes and I can't handle it.
I can't wait to see it in action, like live in person, because we joke about stuff when we're talking just off the cuff and obviously when we record, but I need to see the wrath of Dana Powell in action.
If there were a reason where my husband would say, I'm never taking you out again, which actually, now that I'm thinking about it, we don't go on dates very often, and this could be why. I think it would be because he's like, you cause problems in public. I can't be with you anymore. Poor Dan Tipton.
Oh my God.
Somebody needs to say something.
I mean, I say stuff more than Alan, that's for sure. And sometimes he's like, Jessica, stop. Or he's like,
Dan Tipton's like, you're going to get me beat up.
Mm-hmm. But there was one time, oh my God, I don't even know if I can say this without laughing. Alan, you know, is like Dan. He's very chill. He's very affable.
So laid back. Nice.
I'm not just saying that, but both of our husbands are much calmer and rational.
I think you have to be maybe to be with us.
Yeah, I know. For real. So he doesn't get it takes a lot to get him worked up. But one time we were at Starbucks, we're ordering a drink, and they're like, whipped cream. And I said, no, thank you. And so they're like giving the drink, and they're like, black and white mocha with whipped cream. And Alan turned into Pauly from The Sopranos. First of all, he doesn't talk like this ever, but he even made like the hand motion, and he goes, oh, didn't you hear her? She said no whipped cream.
What? Him doing that.
I couldn't either. And I was crying. I was laughing so hard. He was so angry. I'm like, wow, all the things that I get upset about that, of course, in my mind's eye are valid and legit.
Right.
You just lost your mind because they put whipped cream on my mocha, which I would have happily had. But I always love to justify. I'm like, oh, it's only a 500 calorie drink. No, I won't have the whipped cream.
Right. Exactly.
I was fine with them putting it on there. I wasn't going to make them take it off. Oh, didn't you hear?
I love it.
It was unreal.
Honestly, sometimes it's like, also, I think we're just waiting for something to get aggravated at.
Yes.
Like, I've legitimately said to people, please give me a reason. I am having such a horrible day.
Oh, my God.
Give me any reason to yell at you.
Yes.
I've said that to people before.
And they tip their hat. Good day, lady.
Good day, lady. I'd like to live a day longer.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. What do you have to rant about this week?
Well, I wrote down that my rant is not remembering. Does that make any sense to you?
People who you've had conversations with.
Oh, geez.
Like,
how embarrassing
legit.
That literally we're talking about not remembering people.
It's perfect.
And I can't remember what my rant was.
Perfect.
Yes. So Jessica and I were talking about sometimes people get very offended when you don't remember them. Mm-hmm. So like I know people like this in my life and I understand it. If you've met somebody a million and one times, of course, it can be aggravating. I do want to defend our types a little bit because I was saying to Jessica, we were talking about a specific instance in where someone had been to a lot of shows and seen this specific performer a lot and they never remembered them. And it does aggravate people. But I do want to say when you're a performer, or you do the kind of jobs we do, like every job I go to, usually I'm on a different job or a different show or whatever. That's 50 new crew, sometimes 100, 30 production, you know, five camera dudes. I mean, it's amazing how many names you have to try and remember, to the point that I've had to create games in my head. So like if I meet someone named Heather, I'm like, oh, Heather Locklear. And that's the only way I can remember.
Does the person look like Heather Locklear?
No, 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 not at all. I just think of a celebrity name.
Oh, boy.
A celebrity to pin it to. Do you know what I mean? So like,
I do, but it would make more sense if they looked like that person.
No, it doesn't matter. If I met you, I would be like, oh, Jessica Lang.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So that's how I would remember your name. So, but I know my husband, he gets aggravated sometimes. He's like, I've met this person 14 times and they don't remember me.
See?
I know what happens.
Alan says that too. And I get it.
I am the person that I will say to someone when I going, hi, and I crinkle my face and I go, have we met before? I'll say that. Have we met before? Am I just an asshole? Because it happens to me a lot. And when somebody says to you, and people that get hurt by this say it all the time, and sometimes they don't mean anything by it, but they'll say, no, we've met before.
Oh, that
I
is
literally
the nail in the coffin
wanna cry
for me too.
When that happens, because I'm immediately, I go, I'm so sorry. And I feel like such a jerk.
Totally.
It's so tough.
I'm very good with most faces. And I think you are too. Like if I have an actual interaction with someone, like again, going back to Sweet Adam, I would remember him forever.
Right.
We had conversation. We totally hit it off. All of that. If I had just met him, like if you were like, this is my friend Adam, and then you had introduced me to 20 other people that day, I wouldn't remember probably any of their faces or their names.
Right. It's tough. Also, we coach and teach.
Yes.
So every group we coach, every class we teach, that's 15 to 20 new names to learn. Like we have to play name games to learn them. So am I making excuses for us?
A little bit. Because you have to admit there are some people that legit
aren't
you're
memorable.
Like, what is wrong? No. No, but where I'm like, I cringe, where I'm like, I've been here when you've met. It's like if you have friends from different worlds meeting, and my friend's like, I've talked to them every year for 10 years at your birthday.
Oh, God.
And every time I see them, they have, you know,
no
like a deer in headlights, and I'm reintroducing myself.
Especially if it's at the same thing. I will say, if it's the same event, like you said, your birthday every year, sometimes I can connect to that.
Right.
Now, if my worlds collide, like one time I saw a homeless person from downtown in Hollywood, and it freaked me out, and I was like, how do I know this homeless person?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Because my worlds meshed,
sure.
My work world with my entertainment world at the time, and that freaked me out, and I couldn't figure out what happened. So that I can get. But like if you're at the same person's birthday year after year after year and you have an actual conversation.
Yes.
I don't know. It's tough.
It's also when you have friends that repeat themselves. Like people that you may not see or talk to on a daily or even weekly basis. But I've noticed that with some people lately where I cringe. I'm like, wow, you're giving the whole dissertation. I heard about your breakup the last 10 times I've seen you.
Oh, no.
The last three. And it's like verbatim.
I'm that person. I might be that person.
No, you are not at all. There's also a difference between I'm like, did I tell you about? And you're like, oh, yeah. Or you say no. But when it's so concocted and people are repeating themselves.
There's a person in my life that if I do say, oh, yeah. Yeah, you did tell me that. They still go ahead and finish the story.
Oh, God, yes. I have quite a few. but I'm sure they're trying to cut me off half the time too.
I know, I can't shut up, clearly.
Alan's always like, will you get to the point?
Oh my God.
And I do forget what my original thing is because I go on a diatribe. That really has nothing to do with it. As I'd be like, well, you know, my friend Dane, oh my God, da, da, da. And then it goes down the whole thing. Yeah. And it was really just about, she plays the xylophone too. Or something like that. Like, it's so weird.
So funny. My mother-in-law, she gets really wrapped up in details.
Yeah.
And if she can't figure out the details, she gets stuck on it till she forgets what she's talking about. It's kind of cute because she'll get flustered. She'll go, oh, I remember when Dan was in sixth grade at Crosshairs, you know, it was 19, blah, 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 and the Zewickies came over. Now, their oldest, she went to, no, it wasn't their oldest. It was the young, no, it was the youngest because Dan was born in 1974, and then Mary, and then, so the Zewickies there, Dan babysat for, and then you never hear the rest of the story. And I don't care how old the youngest Zewicky is.
I think you just literally gave me a glimpse into my life 30 years from now. Because that's exactly what I do. And I know it drives everyone I know insane, or there are the few that are tickled by it and just shake their head and are like, okay.
If you notice, sometimes I'll go, oh, this happened last week. And then I'll go, wait, no, maybe it was like 6 months ago. It doesn't matter. You don't care. Like, I'll try and stop myself.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, those are our rants. We got through them pretty quick today.
We did.
I just want to make a public service announcement. If we have met and I don't remember you, I apologize.
Yeah.
Sincerely. Yes. Sincerely.
Totally.
I don't know why. I also will go because I think everyone forgets me always.
Mm-hmm.
So even people like that I know well and I haven't seen in a long time, I'll go, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Dana, and put my hand on my chest. And they'll be like, no, I know. I'm like, just making sure. I just want to make you feel comfortable. Because you also have to have that. You have to have that code with your friends,
mm-hmm.
where you say, okay, if I don't know somebody's name, I'm going to introduce you first. And then you have to ask them.
I don't even tell people that. That's all I ever do with Alan. I say, this is my husband, Alan. And my voice goes up like that.
And he knows.
So that they will then say, oh, hi, I'm Susie or whatever.
Oh, okay. See, that doesn't always happen. And I had to train Dan Tipton because he would just stand there and go, well, introduce me. And be like, same. Oh, geez, what? Why don't you get it?
Alan would say that too. He's like, that was so rude, or why didn't you introduce? And I'm like, honey, I'm sorry.
I can't remember.
I do not remember that person's name.
Because if you don't know a person's name after a certain amount of interaction, it gets to a point where you cannot ask
them.
It's
too humiliating, yes. Especially when they come up to you and say, hey, Dana, how are you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, you. Because it feels weird to just say, hi.
Yeah, they know. They know. If you don't say their name back, they're like, she doesn't know my name.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're bad people. Okay, moving on. We should do a cleansing breath because we forgot to 1 week.
Let's do it. Maybe it'll help me breathe out these allergies. I'm sorry if you all hear me sniffling.
You know what made me laugh so hard a minute ago?
What?
Sometimes I get on to you about microphone technique. Not like I'm perfect at it, but I was mid-sentence and you were like, uh-huh. And you pulled your Kleenex up and blew your nose in the microphone. And I'm going to have to pull it out.
Oh, my God.
But your allergies are so horrible today.
They're bad. They're bad.
I feel so awful for you.
It's okay.
I mean, you're just, it's constant.
I've had them my whole life.
Yeah, but usually you're not like this.
No.
This and you took medicine.
This has been a brutal couple of weeks for LA allergy sufferers.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Oh, I really quick before the breath, I do have something that just came to me like a light bulb. Our friend Brian O'Connell, we were talking about BOC, this recently.
Yeah.
BOC, shout out to BOC. We were talking about this on a road trip recently about not knowing people. And he said, you know, I have a friend who taught me anytime you don't know someone or if you think you might know or whatever, and you're the one having to make the introduction or whatever, say, hey, good to see you. Whether you've met them or not, good to see you is a good, like, blanket thing to say.
That is good. Sometimes
instead of nice to meet you.
Yes, because then they'll go, no, we've met before.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Let's practice it going forward.
Because I feel like, I hope I don't get tripped up and go, it was nice seeing talk to you. Hey. Like, because I'm trying to figure out what to say in my head.
It's also perfect. But here's the problem, too. If they say, hey, Dana, how's it going? And you say, good to see you. I'm still not acknowledging your name, right?
No, but if they do that, if they go, hey, Dana, good to see you. I go, hey, blah, how have you been? And I just do something crazy. Oh, one time, I'm so awkward in conversation sometimes, which I know seems like I shouldn't because I just don't shut up and because I'm in entertainment. But I call myself an extroverted introvert because I am a little bit weird. Yes. And one time I had had a Groundlings show and this person came up to me. It was like friends with someone mm-hmm. that was in the show with me. I was like, oh, my God, you were so funny. You're so funny. And had four other people with them. And I was standing in this half moon like at the pinnacle. And they were like, love the show. And we chatted. And then as conversation was winding down, I didn't know how to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And I had to go pack up. And my friend didn't come back who had introduced me. And so I said, instead of being a normal human going, mm-hmm. thanks again, guys. It was so nice to meet mm-hmm. you because I hadn't met them before. Right. Nice to meet you. I need to go pack up. Hope I see you again. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead, I awkwardly stood there and then I went, well, would anyone like a hug? Looked at me and finally one of them goes, yeah I would. And so then I hugged all of them, but it could have gone very poorly.
Unreal.
And I'm sure they still talk about it at parties. Remember that one time when that weird girl was like, would anyone like a hug in the lobby of the Groundlings?
Oh my God.
So I'm learning through this show that I am a very odd person and I might not want to be out with myself in public. Okay, so we should do it. I should cleanse myself of me with our cleansing breath. Okay, if you're by yourself, feel free to scream it out if you want. If you're somewhere where you can't, just do the breath with us. It's silly and it's cheesy. It's part of our podcast. We do it, so do it. I'm just kidding. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, in. And. Oh, oxygen. It feels nice.
I love oxygen. I wish I could get it up my
nose. Stop talking with that Kleenex on your nose.
I'm sorry, people.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move into our corners. I'm very excited about our corners this week. You're starting.
I am.
This corner is called Mr. Young. Which is Jessica's dad, because that's how I say you. Jessica!
We have a few little hot minutes for you of Mr. Young. These were some notes that came in today.
Yeah, so we've talked about your dad before. He listens to mm-hmm. the show and he sends you notes.
The minute he's done, or he'll send it like after he's listened to separate sections, he sends his feedback.
I love it. And
notes.
I even changed when we released the show so that it's for early for him.
And he loves it and he took advantage of that. He says, excuse me, pee pee and poop, and 70-year-old man used a poop emoji in a sandwich bag in the dressing room. If you remember, Dana talked about people alleviating themselves.
Yeah, I referenced that in episode 16, maybe?
Yep. Then you got another excuse me. Excuse me, rancid meat and cheese smell on clothes. I'm going to retch. I just went nuts laughing that the smelly lady asked for her clothes back. I can't stop laughing.
I love it.
And he said, I can't believe her clothes smelled like Lysol. Dana is so funny.
Aw, that's so sweet.
He then informed me that I'm using the word totally too much again.
Again, uh-huh.
And about something
that
we...
trying to pull him out?
And then he said, thanks for the mentions of me and thanks for putting the podcast on early.
I love it. My favorite is the voice messages he sends.
Yes.
Me.
So I am going...
Is it okay for us to play one of those?
Yeah.
He won't care?
No.
I love it so much.
All right, here it goes.
I love it. Here we go.
Jessica, Dana, love the spoon lady.
Yes.
So my dad uses WhatsApp, which is
pretty
awesome. And so we send each other pictures, videos, and all that. But why I love WhatsApp is that instead of it being a voicemail that then can, like me, a lot of times people are like, I'm trying to call you, your voicemail's
full. Yeah.
I like to save special messages from people.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes just a funny message from Alan or something from an old friend that you haven't heard from in forever. And it's like 2 minutes long. I'm like, I can't erase this. With WhatsApp, my dad can just put voice recordings on and I can go back and listen to them anytime I want.
I love it.
And so he loves imitating the way we start the podcast. And he says it pretty much every time I talk to him.
It's so great.
But Dana got to experience some of the singing ones. Should I play a little?
Yes, if he's not going to care.
Bit of a song.
I love it.
Call me Dre. Vechino say. Vechino say. Vechino say.
That is my father.
What was that?
Trying to imitate a prayer that was sung at services. And it's hilarious. And my dad, like me, has zero vocal breath support. Like, he can't sing. He runs out of when he's trying to sing. And it's the same thing. But I love it. Neither of us can sing. And we love singing.
I love it so much. So that was just a prayer he heard that he was like, oh, I want to share this with Jessica.
Because he knows I'll laugh.
Because he knows it'll make
you
laugh.
Like, he would always, whether it was at a service or after we went and saw something at the theater, my dad, do you understand? When I was a kid, my dad took us to see La Cage aux Folles.
Oh.
And my brother was not with us on this trip. My stepbrother was with us. And he and my dad, after the show, went and got my stepmother's, like, bra and underwear and her robe. And, like, one of them took a shower cap out of the bathroom. And they came in and redid the song, I Am What I Am.
Unbelievable. I cannot even fathom. My dad would never.
It's so good.
So you got your funny from your dad. Do you think he ever wanted to be a performer?
You know what? He is, like, too shy.
Yeah,
he's
but so am
not
I.
Shy at all. I think my dad would have loved to be a conductor. My dad also loves music. I don't know if he wanted to be an actor. He's fascinated by acting. Uh-huh. He always says to me, I just don't understand how they could make them look like... I'm like, Dad, they're actors. Every time you see a good movie or a show, you seem awestruck and baffled that people are good. I don't understand... But my dad loves music. Like, I think he would have loved to be, like, a conductor of classical music.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. He used to play the cello.
Oh, interesting. My mom wouldn't. I wanted to play the violin, and she said no, because that was nerdy. And our orchestra was not very good. So she made me do band instead.
She wanted you to be really bombastic.
Yeah, she wanted me to march and wear a plume.
Amazing.
My mom had a lot of control over my life decisions when I was young. She also made me really, really wanted me to join the Highlanders, which was a drum and bugle corps. So I wore a kilt and all that and played the snare drum.
I'm sorry, what? First of all, the Highlanders, amazing.
Yeah.
So it was like a Scottish thing?
Yes, because she wanted to be a kiltie at Central High School, but they had height requirements and she wasn't tall enough. My aunt was a Highlander at Hillcrest High School and she was the baton twirler. So I would have loved to twirl baton, but there was a girl who was amazing, like competitive state. She's actually still a really good friend of mine. Her name's
really?
Shannon. Yeah, she was amazing. And I was always like, I mean, I don't, why even bother? So I just played snare.
I love that you played a snare drum.
I know, we marched on our Tootsie Toes.
Tootsie Toes. Is that you hitting the rim?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, amazing. Do you think you could still play it? Like,
the
if you had
drum?
A snare right now.
Yeah, I could play those cadences we learned.
You could.
Yeah.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with my tongue skills, to be honest.
Okay. But not, you don't see a lot of girls playing the drum. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of women playing
drums. Well,
this
was an entire group of like 40 girls playing drums.
So the Highlanders were
snare.
All female.
Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
There was a snare. There was, what's the middle one that's like boom, 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 but it's not a bass because there was a bass too.
I don't know.
I can't remember. And a baton twirler and a majorette.
Wow.
Yeah. It was interesting. I did make good friends. It was fun.
I think that's really cool that was all female.
Yeah. In our like dress down practice kind of things, we had these cute little plaid shorts and red Reebok high tops.
What?
That was the best.
How Euro chic.
Yeah, it was awesome. Nobody thought we were cool at all. when my mom was young, it was the thing to do. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, it had kind of fallen.
I mean, yeah, I feel bad saying that, but yes, it just depends also on like the school and the area and things like that.
Yeah, and what kids are into.
But I also remember being at my high school reunion and people being like, oh my God, who is that girl? I'm like, oh, who's that girl? The one that you made fun of for being on dance team. Now she's a professional dancer and drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Or the guy that was so nerdy who now has a PhD and is a college professor.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just had this conversation with my nephew. Somebody was making fun of him for doing TikTok videos.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing at them, by the way.
Wow.
They're so creative. They're mm-hmm. so funny. He's very young. People were making fun of him and he didn't want to do it anymore. And I was like, do not let that get you down. You are creative. And I said, I grew up to do stupid stuff for people to laugh at me. And I walk to the bank with that.
Right.
Like, that's how I support my family.
Totally.
I'm like, yeah, laugh at me, please. Mm-hmm. I'll get more work. Mm-hmm. You know, I act like a dum-dum for a living. So you're not even being dumb. You're doing something cool. So just believe in yourself and keep going. Who cares what the haters say?
I love that you told him that.
Yeah. We talked for a long, long time. It's hard when you're a kid.
It is. And
it's hard when you're an adult.
It is. Now that, again, it's the curse and the wonder of what we have at our fingertips now.
Yeah, the internet. And everybody can see you and everything you're doing.
Yeah.
I know. It's awful. Oh, we have another corner, just real quick. It's this That Sucks corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to tell about That Sucks.
Well, this...
Did you feel the need to make up a song for it? Maybe since we had a drum thing, I'll do something like...
That sucks.
There we go. That was my version of a mouth symbol. We're never gonna remember that.
Oh, that's so good. It doesn't have the same ring to it as some of our other jingles.
I think it's pretty good, Jessica.
Okay, so in this That Sucks corner, Walmart sells graduation cake to mom without telling her it's styrofoam.
Oh, they blew the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The big box retailer blamed the unappetizing incident on a, quote, misunderstanding. Well, you're going to love all these puns. Because they start with,
who wrote this article?
Well, this takes the cake.
Nope. Who wrote it?
David Moyer.
David, you're on my list.
A woman in Pasadena, Texas, is really frosted at her local Walmart.
I can't.
After the store's employees goofed up an order for a graduation cake by giving her one made out of styrofoam. Marcy Flores ordered a cake from the retailer last week to celebrate the high school graduation of her daughter. This is my baby, and she was graduating, so it was very important to me.
Yeah, happy graduation, by the way.
But things crumbled when she went to the store to pick up the cake. It seemed the Walmart bakery had lost the order and didn't have anything ready.
Okay, that happens. That happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
A store manager told Flores to choose any cake from the ones that were ready to go. The bakers then added a cap and gown photo of her daughter on the cake, and Flores brought it to the graduation party.
All fixed.
But when it came time to cut the cake, the party guests didn't get their desserts. That's because the cake was made of styrofoam.
How livid would you be?
Look at the picture of like that crumbly...
Ew! How did they not know?
I don't. It was probably one of those display cakes.
It was a display cake.
Where
and they
might use real icing on anything, right?
Right.
But like a styrofoam mold.
Why did they
mold?
Tell her to take one any she wanted without saying these six are styrofoam?
It's horrifying. Look, there's a decorated styrofoam cake. I mean, it looks like a real cake.
It does look like a real cake. Kind of. Is that the best memory you're ever going to have for graduation?
Okay.
Or are you just so mad you can't handle it? I guess.
She said a Walmart manager offered her sister this is her sister talking, a $60 gift card, a free additional cake, and another gift card.
Take it.
But she said in her Facebook post that the offer can't make up for the embarrassment and humiliation she went through with friends and family there.
Nobody was like, what a horrible party thrower that she accidentally... I will never go to one of Camilla's parties again.
She tried to serve us styrofoam.
And then tried to blame Walmart. We see what you're doing. You are a terrible... Nobody was thinking that. It's not humiliating. You know what's humiliating? If she got upset and peed her pants. Now that's humiliating. But otherwise, it's just a funny memory where you go, oh my God, remember when Pamela graduated and Camilla bought her a cake and it ended up being styrofoam?
Oh my God. I have a very strong feeling that if you got a cake for your sweet little boy's birthday and cut into styrofoam, it would not just be a laughing matter.
Well, wouldn't at the time. I'd lose my shit at the time. And then later, I would talk about it on a podcast like it was fun. That's amazing.
So nuts. Beware of the displays.
I hate it.
And by the way, that's why I always look. When you see food at anywhere you walk in, they have it. I mean, whatever. Starbucks, for example. The food's in the case. I always make sure they ain't pulling something out of that case and they're pulling it out of the back.
What? They always pull out of the case.
No, like the breakfast sandwiches and stuff that are, they don't take it out of the case.
No,
with
no,
that
not the sandwiches, but like the croissants and muffins and stuff they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the food that, you know, has
What's
fresh
wrong
stuff
with your face?
On it.
What's happening?
Because I'm picturing like the one that's like egg and cheese. I'm like, do they put a new display out every day?
Oh, yeah.
Or has that one been sitting in that case for a month?
I love their spinach feta wrap breakfast things.
I like the slow roasted ham and Swiss. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. But it could be.
Yeah.
If you wanted Starbucks.
Sure.
To be a part of our very positive and uplifting show. Because I wanted to add to that sucks corner that we have a family of hawks in my neighborhood. And you saw the front of my car.
Yes.
It looks like somebody
dropped paint
across the whole front of my car. So anyway, Starbucks, if you'd like to sponsor us.
Get her car cleaned properly.
Get my car cleaned and I'll take a picture with a no poo poo hood and a Starbucks coffee.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Starbucks. Off the rails. We're out of control.
We are.
I'm going to go ahead and push us into raves.
Do it.
I'm sure this will be less crazy. You're first.
You first.
Really?
Unless you want me to. I ranted first.
I know, but I just talked about bird poop. I feel like we need a breather.
This week's rave is about an organization called Best Buddies. Best, BestBuddies.org. Best Buddies International is a nonprofit 501c organization dedicated to establishing a global volunteer movement that creates opportunities for one-to-one friendships, integrated employment, leadership development, and inclusive living for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, also known as IDD. The IDD community that Best Buddies serves includes, but is not limited to, people with Down syndrome, autism, Fragile X, Williams syndrome, cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, and other undiagnosed disabilities. Best Buddies is the world's largest organization dedicated to ending the social, physical, and economic isolation of the 200 million people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Our programs empower the special abilities of people with IDD by helping them form meaningful friendships with their peers, secure successful jobs, live independently, improve public speaking, self-advocacy and communication skills, and feel valued by society. So
I love it so much.
It's incredible. And Dana and I were talking about this earlier. This came to us from a video that I saw that has a linebacker, a college linebacker, who's set to be drafted for the NFL. And I will post this video on our social media. He was part of this program when he was in high school and got partnered with a boy the same age as him who has Down syndrome.
So it's so cute.
It's beautiful, and they both love each other so much. This kid has a friend and someone he looks up to and who now is like going to become a huge football star. That's just an added
bonus. Was like, he's gonna inspire me and come help me get through the NFL. It was crazy, and he just wants to hug him all the time.
It's so sweet. But what an incredible program. Again,
well, you were showing me pictures of some of the facilities and stuff. It's incredible.
It's amazing. It helps people get employment. They also have something really cool, and we just discovered that the flagship location of this happens to be in Los Angeles. They have a living program, and so they take people who do not have anything, what is classified as IDD, and people that do, and put them in a living environment together. And it's so they can live in a vibrant community that is focused on supporting all residents and accomplishing their life goals and dreams.
I think it's incredible. It's just amazing. It's such a loving thing. And you know what else I think is amazing about it? This is not something that somebody wrote into us about. We literally just saw a video on the internet of this young man and his friend. And then that led us to finding this organization, which is really cool.
It's so cool. And again, it's the inclusion. Like, get on board. You know, that's what I want to say to half the world these days.
Mm-hmm.
We are all different individuals.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Our brains all work differently.
Physically, mentally, religiously, no religion. It doesn't matter. Everybody has to learn how to live with people in a better way, mm-hmm. I think. And
people
not,
who are different than you, because...
And to not be scared of it.
Spoiler alert, we're all different.
We're all different. Yeah. Somebody probably thinks you're a freak. I'm saying that because I'm sure people think I am.
I know people think I'm a freak. I'm just a walking bucket of crazy.
Yep.
But I'm my own special kind of crazy with a good heart. And that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, just because someone's different than you doesn't mean you're not going to love them.
Right.
You know?
I also think a really unfortunate misconception is that people assume if someone's speech is different,
mm-hmm.
or if they're struggling, or if it takes them a while to respond, that it's not that people think that they're dumb, but they think, oh, they don't get it, or there's something wrong.
Or they don't want me to bother them. You know, I always reference special books by special kids, just because SBK, because some of the people that he interviews who have different abilities physically, mm-hmm. and things like that, one of the things he asked them is, how do you want people to, do you want mm-hmm. people to talk to you? How do you want them to say hello to you? What do you want them to know mm-hmm. about you? All of them say, just say hi.
Yes.
Just say you'd like to be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel weird talking to me.
Right.
Like if you stare at me and start going, oh, your eyes messed up, or oh, mm-hmm. your face is messed up, mm-hmm. or how come you can't walk? You know, obviously that's going to be weird. But like, they don't mind if people ask them what's going on, because then you're going to understand them better. Mm-hmm. But they just want to be treated like normal people.
Yes. Or to me, sometimes it's just as bad, if not worse, is just ignoring
them, mm-hmm.
pretending that you don't see that, anything like that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And we think we're making them feel more comfortable if we don't point it out.
Right.
But that's really not the effect it has.
No,
they feel like invisible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I love any organization that is based on volunteers. And I've known people who've done different mentoring programs over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's life changing, and it always affects both sides.
Absolutely.
Right. It's very humbling for the person who's like, holy cow, I do have the use of my legs,
right.
or I don't have certain things that impinge me, and being able to work with someone and uplift them and mm-hmm. be a mentor and just a friend.
And to go, okay, Dana, there are bigger things in the world to worry about than a hawk pooping on your car.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just said totally again.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Dad.
Ugh, I hope I can cut it out.
But we're going to post links to Best Buddies. It's international. Incredible the amount of programs that they have.
I love that. I've never heard of them before.
I hadn't either.
I kind of wish in that video they had talked about it a little bit, but they didn't. Did they? Well, you must have found it
somehow.
They did.
That's how I felt. Yeah, it said they met through
Best Buddies.
In the article
mm-hmm. or in the video?
In the video.
I just didn't pay attention, I guess. I was probably bawling my head off. I cry at all of that stuff now.
No, me too.
Ugh. Okay, well, now I'm getting ready to go into my rave, which also made me cry.
Mm.
I heard about this rave from a friend of mine, Tyler, and it's called Stella's Wish. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about it here. Stella's Wish Foundation is a nonprofit foundation which is funded through corporate sponsorships, individual donors, and fundraisers. Thanks to our growing list of supporters and donors, we are granting wishes of adults with life-threatening cancers across the U.S. Upon receiving her own wish, Stella's heart was filled with a new wish, for there to be a foundation which granted wishes for adults with life-threatening stage 4 cancers. In February 2008, Stella's husband established Stella's Wish Foundation in honor of his Stella.
Hmm.
Stella's Wish Foundation would be honored to grant a wish for you or someone you know who has been diagnosed with stage 4 of a life-threatening cancer. Cancer takes the life of 550,000 people, about one in every 489 every year in the U.S. Ugh, it just makes me cry. Definitely that hashtag F cancer.
Yeah.
God, I feel it so hard.
Totally.
I've got so many people in my life struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so this foundation, it started in St. Louis. It was based in St. Louis, but it's just been growing and growing. So it says, after Kayla, a teenage girl at Stella's church, surprised Stella by making her wish of going to Disney World come true, Stella saw a need and a whole new wish for her heart. Stella's new wish was to have a foundation which granted wishes for adults who were diagnosed with cancer. To honor the final wish of his wife, Don, we can't pronounce it, Zernowski began Stella's Wish Foundation in February of 2008 in her memory, and in her making a difference in so many lives. Stella's Wish Foundation wants to reach and touch as many lives as possible, and now they are able to grant wishes all across the United States. So anyway, we'll post a link to their website. It's really, really so lovely. Cool. I love that it's grown. And you know, we have Make-A-Wish for children and stuff like that. We kind of don't think about adults needing things, but it's like, if this is it for them, let them have something lovely if you can, you know?
Totally.
I'm sure not everybody's asking, like, I want to own a yacht. This woman wanted to go to Disney World. That's doable.
Right.
We can all chip in and help her go to Disney World.
Also,
you know?
Sometimes it's something that means the world to them, but is not a big deal. It could just be that they've been homebound and they want to get out and smell the ocean air or something.
Go to the park,
you know what I mean?
Anything. Pet puppies, anything like that. I think it's beautiful. I hope that...
I wish we didn't have... Well, I wish we didn't have to have most of these organizations. But
well, and I'll say too, like, we always say this again and again, and I want to remind everyone, we can't give to everything.
Right.
We're not all multi-billionaires. Some of us... or just living week to week.
Yeah.
So we're aware of that. But what you can do is spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
And something like buddies, that's time.
Exactly.
So if you have some extra time, maybe we can spare that. You know, thinking of, you don't have to always give money, but sometimes you can give time. Sometimes it's just word of mouth. All
Absolutely.
Of those things help. All of those
For
things.
Sure.
And that's kind of what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, those are both really wonderful organizations.
Yes.
Stella's Wish.
Very raveful.
Yes. And yours, again, was called bestbuddies.org.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I cannot believe, you know, I've had a real problem shutting up. This one's going to be a little shorter.
That's okay.
Do you think people get annoyed because they're like, well, one day their show's 10 minutes and the next day it's 4 hours and 27 seconds.
I think it just depends. I mean, this week's episode, and we have an episode coming up next week. We're very long in the episode. But that's just sometimes, it just
hey, happens
ebb and
sometimes.
Flow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So suck it, Jessica. Like you're the one who complained. Oh my God. Okay, Jessica, you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Yes. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook, one or both. But that way, it's a great way to communicate with us. Also, you can see fun little memes or videos that we post.
We're gonna
about...
start making more videos.
Yes. But we posted some videos of the soap cutting and the cookie decorating, and people really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
You can just see fun little tidbits. We don't overpost or anything like that. You'll just see corny and fun things that we want to share with you and the things that we rave about. We always link to the organization, and it's fun to get to know new things. Twitter @raves_the, email therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and also at our website we have a contact button. That email goes directly to us, www.therantsandravespodcast.com.
Yay!
Yeah.
I love it. I have a weekly point to ponder.
Okay.
So sometimes we talk about how I message Jessica all the time, and sometimes it's really dumb. I went on a tear the other night. I got so mad. I follow an account called 5 Minute Crafts. And I love it. I get obsessed with it. I'll go down a hole. But that night, they kept making me angry. One of the things that made me angry. Now this is just me talking. It's not even a weekly point to ponder.
No, it's great.
But I have to ask, guys. They were showing me how to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was they put these tortilla chips in a bowl and dipped them in ketchup.
Uh-huh.
Ketchup. Not potato chips. Corn chips.
And how about salsa?
Yeah, salsa.
Got they just poured it in like a soft serve ice cream.
From the bottle. They squeezed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had rims of turmeric. Turmeric. What do you say?
Turmeric.
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 On their wine glasses. Anyway, that's our weekly point to ponder, guys. Would you ever put an effing tortilla chip in a ketchup?
And excuse me, it's one thing to line a glass with sugar or salt for a margarita or a daiquiri, but dipped in turmeric?
Turmeric. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.